Sometimes it can be hard to deal with people who don't follow the rules. Understanding some of the reasons why can help you as you're trying to get along with these rule breakers or helping them to see a different perspective. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, speaker, singer, songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, mother of seven, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, we're going to talk about the reasons why people don't always follow the rules and how you can help them, or sometimes when it's better not to say anything at all and just let them learn their own lessons. For those that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is about a spectrum between two different and opposite ways of thinking. On one side of the spectrum are people who are focused on who they are and how they are trying to be. On the other side are people focused on what they do and how they want to do things. Everyone is somewhere on the spectrum, and understanding some of these differences can help you in understanding people and how to get along with people who think differently than you. Before we jump into today's topic, I want to give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. I learned these differences trying to love and understand people who thought differently than me. This concept came as an answer to my prayers, and I hope it will be an answer to yours as well. But before you make any life-altering decisions or anything like that, please always do your own research and talk to a licensed professional. So today I want to talk about rule breakers. A lot of times we assume that when people break the rules, it's because they don't care about people, they don't care about the rule, or they're just bad people or making just really bad decisions. But what I've found as I've studied the different ways people think is that most of the time, people don't follow the rules because of a lack of vision. They just can't see the purpose for the rule. They don't understand the rule, or they don't even know there's a rule. Or they just don't care. But depending on if you're a be or do thinker, it's usually maybe not for the reasons you might expect. But how you approach those rule breakers can be very different. And when you understand how they think, it can help you to get along better with them. Now, these different ways of thinking can apply to young children that you're trying to teach, or it might be teenagers who don't obey the rules, but knowing about these different ways of thinking can help you even with your relationships with adults who don't always want to follow the rules either. There's always a reason why people do the things they do, and the more you understand those reasons, the better you can get along with them and not judge them as being bad, because that never helps a relationship, but being able to love and understand them. So let's talk about the differences between be and do thinkers and why they choose to follow the rules and why sometimes they don't. Let's start with do thinking, because do thinkers usually don't mind rules, especially if it's helping them to be able to do what they want to do. In most organizations or in systems where everyone is assigned a job or there's people that all need to do certain things, if everyone does what they're supposed to do, then it keeps the system running well. It's only when people decide that they don't want to do what they're supposed to do or follow the rules that we run into problems. People don't do what they're supposed to do, and other people have to pick up the slack. There's problems with discipline, you have to deal with them, and that can be really frustrating. But if everyone were to follow the rules and do what they were supposed to do, then do thinkers feel like they could just have peace, they could do what they want to do, and there wouldn't be any problems. Following the rules also helps people feel more safe. And when you're worried that somebody isn't going to follow the rules, then especially do thinkers don't always feel safe. They can't be trusted because you don't know what they're going to do. And that can feel really scary to a do thinker. Usually when do thinkers don't follow the rules, it's not about trying to cause problems for others or purposefully making life harder for people, but it's almost always with the intention of doing something that they think will make them happy. Remember that do-thinkers' motivation is usually to make themselves happy or to make other people happy. And they might break a rule if someone else they care about wants them to, or if they think breaking a rule is going to make them happier than following one. If they think they can get away without getting caught, or that whatever it is going to make them happier, then it might be worth it to them to break a rule. I remember when I was younger, I looked so young that I could get into a movie theater at the younger child price instead of having to pay the adult price for being 12 or older, because I was shorter and I could get away with it. For me, I think people could have tried to help motivate me to not break that rule by saying that I wasn't acting with integrity or that I wasn't being honest. But because I thought in more of the doing way and not the being way, those methods didn't work as well for me. For me, it was more about happiness, and I really didn't see the bigger picture because that wasn't how I thought. The only thing that motivated me to stop was the feeling that I got from what I was doing. I knew it wasn't right, and I kept feeling guilty for what I was doing until I finally changed what I was doing so that I could have a better feeling. I think a lot of the problems with rule breaking when it comes to do thinking is that they just don't always see the big picture of why it's important to follow the rules. For them, it's not about trying to be a certain way, but it's much more about thinking about what they want and trying to get it quickly and maybe not wanting to have a consequence or something like that, but they just don't always see the big picture. So if you're a parent or you're trying to help somebody to follow the rules and not break them, it might be really helpful if they're a do-thinker to help them see a bigger perspective, help them see other options that can help them get what they want. When you don't have that big picture way of thinking, they may honestly not even see those options at all. I remember so many times that my ex-husband would show me a new option that I had not even thought about. And when you have that big picture way of thinking, that can help you make those decisions that do-thinkers may not always have. So for a minute, let's talk again about be-thinking and the reasons why be-thinkers might follow the rules, but also might choose sometimes to break them. B-thinkers don't usually like the rules. Rules are restrictive and keep them from feeling like they can be who they want to be and be how they want to be. B-thinkers like to experience the world. They don't like limits of any kind, and they don't always understand or appreciate people who are trying to get them to follow the rules. I found that with my kids and with my ex-husband, whenever I tried to tell them what they should or shouldn't do, it always came across in a negative way because they didn't want to feel controlled. Even if I was trying to help them see how they could get what they wanted, it felt like I was trying to restrict who they were as a person. However, if you are a B-thinker who has decided that following the rules is part of who you are and part of how they want to be, then following the rules may not be a hard thing at all. But it has to be about who they are or how they're trying to be. Usually, if they decide to follow a rule, it's going to be because they are choosing to. It fits with who they are and how they want to be. And they understand and appreciate the system that those rules fit in with. If they don't agree with the system or the person making the rules, then it's going to be really hard to get them to follow those rules. B-thinkers always want to be in control of what they do, and they don't want to give away that power to mindless rules that really don't seem to have a purpose. They need that purpose or that reason, or they probably won't follow it. I remember trying to get some of my B-thinking kids to make their beds in the morning, and for me, that was a routine that I liked that I really wanted to help them have. But when they asked me why it was important to make their bed, I really couldn't think of a good reason for why it was important to do that particular thing. And even though I could explain it now about how important it is to have habits and routines and developing those things to be able to have a better life and a better system in your own life, that's more of a big picture thing, and I could not explain that to them. And so that was really difficult. Big picture thinkers need to understand the reason for why you're making the rules. It may be, again, a lack of vision to see how their actions are affecting others or how it's keeping them from being able to have the relationships or the results they want. It's not because they don't care, but it's probably more that they don't see it. They're not as thinking so much about their actions and what they get from their behaviors. But that's something that can help them if it's more pointed out to them so that they can see things that they don't typically see. And that's how you can help them. I think most people don't mind following a rule that fits with their focus, whether they're being or doing, and they understand why the rule is there. I think it's kind of cool that God gave both be rules and do rules. The Ten Commandments are definitely more doing oriented. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. A lot of the do's and don'ts that do thinkers are really good with. But then there's the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the peacemakers. These are attributes of different ways you can be. And be thinkers are better with those kinds of rules, where to the do thinkers, they can just feel completely overwhelming. For be thinkers, they like to choose how they're going to be. And for do thinkers, they like to choose what they're going to do. And when people expect them to be or do in opposite ways, that can just be really hard. But I love that God knows all of us. He knows that we think in these different ways. And as we work on becoming better in both being and doing ways, it can help us, not just in a self-improvement way, but so that we can get along with people and learn these different ways of thinking. I think the reason why he gives us both is so that we can learn how to be and to do. Because obviously God knows how to be and do. He has be thinking and do thinking, but he has all the strengths and none of the weaknesses. And it can be really easy to be judgmental or critical of people who don't follow the rules, but we don't always see the rules that we're breaking either. I was always upset that my husband wasn't doing things that in my mind would help our relationship or that I felt like the prophet wanted us to do. But at the same time, he was really upset with me because I wasn't being the way that he felt like I should be. I wasn't being that peacemaker. I wasn't being always meek or kind or whatever it was that he was upset with me for. We were both justifying those things because it didn't feel like the other person was following the rules or doing their part in the relationship. And I think that happens a whole lot, that we're either being or doing in our own way of thinking, but we're usually judging the other way, the other person in our own way of thinking, thinking they're not doing what is right when we may not be doing what is right in the opposite way. Hopefully that made sense. I think the really important thing is that we just become more loving and just appreciating people for who they are and how they're trying to be. I've really learned that people really do try to do their best or be their best. And the Savior told us to not judge and to get that beam out of our own eyes so that we could see better and more clearly before we tried to get the mote out of somebody else's eye. I think it's important to just think, what do we want the end result to be? If we want to have a good relationship with someone, then being worried about if they're following the rules or if they aren't may not be the most important thing in our relationships. And just accepting people might be a better way of working together. But if you're a parent or you feel like it's important to help somebody, then making sure you understand their perspective first and why they're doing the things they do can be really helpful. And I hope that this podcast is helping you to be able to see different perspectives. I think as you start learning more about these opposite viewpoints, it can really help you to be kinder, to understand people and their motives, and to understand that people are are all good. They're just making different decisions based on their own way of thinking. We all lack vision in some ways, but if we want to help each other, I think some of the best ways we can help people is pointing out the vision that the other people are missing, but doing it in the ways that will help them and not hurt them or feel like they're dumb because they just don't see it. And that's a big reason why I'm trying to share some of these things. This concept is to help people see a different perspective. Really, it's about learning how to love other people. God doesn't want us to just love people who think like us, but He wants us to love everyone. And I truly believe that the more we understand why people think the way they do and do the things they do, it becomes so much easier. I know as parents, we may try to teach our children to obey the rules, but if they're not seeing the reasons why they should follow them, it's really important that they still feel our love, that they recognize that we're not perfect either, but you are trying to help them. And understanding what they need can really be a help to you, I hope. I really appreciate you being here with me. Hopefully this has been helpful and you can see that it really is a choice how you want to treat people, whether they're rule followers or rule breakers. And when people don't follow the rules, that it really is usually because of a lack of vision or they just don't understand something, that being able to help open their eyes might really make a difference. It's easy to get upset and think terrible things about them or tell others how awful they are or make judgments about them, but those will all affect your relationships in negative ways. And if you're willing with kindness and love to help them see something that they didn't see before, whether it's new ways of getting what they want or helping them see how breaking the rules may not be helping them and different ways that could get them what they want, those are things that people will appreciate, and it can make a big difference to your relationship. If you know someone who is struggling or you feel this podcast might be helpful to them, I hope you'll share it. And if you're interested in learning more about how to just gain the strengths of be thinking or do thinking, I'd love to be a mentor along the way, because learning these differences can really help you in being able to be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do. It really has made a big difference to me and my life and could make a big difference to you in yours as well. You can find out more about those programs on my website at lindykerby.com, and that's LindyKerby.com. Again, thanks so much for listening. I'm Lindy Kerby, and I will chat with you again next week on the Be Do Concept Podcast.